Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. Hope everybody made the time change. That's always a struggle, especially when you're trying to look for that hour you lost. I think I got it back by not going to church and I went to Waffle House. I think that was the story on that. Just fresh back from Kansas City and went down there. The highlight of my trip was, of course, went to the Kansas City Planet Comic Con and met a few folks there and stood in line for hours. And it was a happy days type of reunion for me. I met both Potsy and Ralph Mouth, and then they got an autographed Funko Pop from the Fonz. So that was my successful thing there. Then last night, we went out and had supper with Seika, and I had her sign a few things because that's always what we do. I said, if I can't come to town and make Seika some money, I just don't want to go to Kansas. Anyway, some Hall of Famers there. T.T. Boy, Mickey Lynn, Christy Canyon, T.T. Boy, Ginger Lynn, and Seika in that photo. And then someone says, you're going to meet Seika. I'd like to get autographed pictures. So I snagged one of these for Mark. And then we've got a guy in town that's always talking about everybody's got a smash piece. Who's their smash piece? Do they have a smash piece? So anyway, one day I had Christy Canyon sign autograph to JC, I want to be your smash piece. And then he thought that was pretty good, but he hasn't shown his wife yet. And so anyway, I had Seika sign one, smash this. And so, so he'll be happy when I see him this week. So our guest for today is Dahlia Is Dopey. Dahlia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And it's so nice to have you. I didn't know what to expect. And so anyway, I had not heard of you much, but I had done a little research. Found you're on a whole bunch of platforms, the MyFreeCams, the OnlyFans, the MiniVids, the ePlay. You're on Twitter at Dahlia Is Dopey and Instagram at Dahlia Is Dope. And then you said those magic words. I was once in Hustler. So, hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I figured out the time change. Made it on time.
When the guests can figure out the time change, we're just right on it. So, anyway, don't forget, next week our guest is Misty Rain, legendary Hall of Famer, 2004 AVN Hall of Famer. And I helped her and the hubby sell some of her trophies. They're kind of cleaning house. And when stuff's in a storage locker, it's time to get rid of it if you're not displaying it. So I helped her sell a bunch of stuff. And so then her husband was so nice, sent me 55 DVDs in the mail the other day. And then I looked at how much he paid for the postage. I kind of wish I just had the cash. But the one that he got me was Ally McPheel. And it starred Herschel Savage as the judge up there. I open it up, and there's no disc in it. So anyway, that's just my luck. So anyway, I'll have to find Ally McPheel somewhere else. So, but no, I enjoyed all the ones that he sent. So I'll be probably selling some of those or giving some away as holiday gifts. You know, my father-in-law hasn't had a good porn in such a long time. Video shows they were 8 seconds. Oh, somebody's got their TV on. Okay. Anyway, so let's get back to Dahlia here. Dahlia, how'd you get your start? How long have you been in the business, and what do we need to know about you?
I got in the business about 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It's always, people are always like, wow. I had a friend who worked on StreamMate at the time, and she showed me the website, and I got on there initially. I don't work on there anymore, but it was a lot of fun, so I just stuck around.
Is what you do primarily just cam work, or do you do other things?
Primarily cam work and content creation. I do a lot of cosplay stuff.
Cosplay?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just was at Kansas City Comic Con, and A lot of cosplayers here. I don't give them enough credit. I just, to me, they're just playing dress up, but yeah, it's serious stuff. And I pose with a Trailer Park Elvira, and I pose with a Batman and Catwoman, and they were just fantastic people. And they didn't go to like Party City on Thursday and say, I think I'll take that. No, they really put some time into their costumes. Now, what cosplay characters do you create?
The last one I did was Snow White. I did Sleeping Beauty. I do a lot of more general Disney stuff.
Wow, I bet they're happy about
I'm
that.
sure they are.
What is red and has seven dents?
Snow White.
Snow White's cherry, yeah, correct. That's great. So anyway, we are joined by Richard Pacheco. Richard, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you, Pat?
How about Dahlia's Dopey? Isn't that something?
Dahlia, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Pleasure just to look upon your countenance.
Thank you so much. I love all of your like figurines.
Oh, well, thank you.
See, there you go. There you go. All right. Question for Dahlia, Richard?
Not yet. I'm an old timer. I was active in the business in the 70s and early 80s. And I like to come here and see what's happening with this new generation, 3 generations after I retired. Nice.
Well, here we are. We are doing cam and doing content on OnlyFans.
I don't even know what those things are, but I'll learn.
Yeah, if Richard turns his credit card loose on that OnlyFans and MyFreeCams, somebody's wife's gonna have a problem. So we're gonna let it go at that. James is with us. James, how you doing tonight, James?
Doing good, Patrick. Doing good.
Got a question for Dahlia is Dopey.
Well, it's wonderful to meet Dahlia. I trumpet Richard what he said. You're absolutely beautiful. And I was looking at I was watching your Twitter. You looked at your Twitter profile, and it says that you're also a big horror fan.
I'm a
Yeah.
giant movie fan.
I saw your cosplay for a Pennywise. And
Yes.
that was amazing. How long did it take for you to do that?
It took like 3 hours in makeup, and then the hair took like an hour, and then the shoot itself was only like an hour long because the photographer that I worked with, Gio Leon, is an absolutely amazing professional, and he's very good at cosplay.
Right. Was that for just for your Instagram, or was that for like for a promo for a video, or was that?
No, that was really just for me. I really like horror stuff, so.
Okay. All right. Well, wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay.
It
So
was
this
wonderful.
weekend when I was in Kansas City, it was the anniversary of Scream. They had a big Scream reunion. I don't know if you've seen Scream or not, but
Work.
They had Adrienne Barbeau, and because I wanted to see her, and the line was so long, I never got to. And they had Matthew Lillard, who has just agreed to play Shaggy again in Scooby-Doo. And I had this Funko Pop. I wanted him to sign, but the line was too damn long. And even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, he said, "No, not available for the rest of the day because the lines are too long."
Matthew Lillard is amazing. He's one of my favorite like horror movie actors. I love every Scream movie. I've seen everyone. I have a bejeweled Scream mask.
Wow, I liked him in Trouble with a Curve, but that was just me. And he looks like Shaggy too from Scooby-Doo. But no, his line was probably one of the longest there. And they had a Star Wars guy that he had a long line too. And you had to buy a special pass for his line. It cost $120. And since I've only seen one Star Wars movie, I didn't think I needed to buy that pass. So, no, the Scream, they had a bunch of Scream people. You say what?
Which Star Wars movie?
I don't know which one. I didn't make it past one. I mean, I'm Star Wars. I went to Star Wars Christmas night 1977. And the guy next to me got sick to his stomach. We sat in the front row.
Oh, no.
About every 20 minutes and let it run down to the drain in the theater.
Oh, God.
And, I just didn't care to go to Star Wars anymore.
Yeah.
That was Ken and everything else. So anyway, happier thoughts. Lorenzo's with us. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Very good. Very good. Especially hello to Dahlia. I want to ask you about the game that you play and you picking the card of the devil.
Oh, my tarot set that I'm putting out. I'm designing a tarot set. So each one is a different adult industry actor, actress, or camera, or content creator, trying to cover like the whole spectrum of it. But I kind of picked the devil for myself because I didn't know how to like contact a girl and be like, hey, by the way, I consider you to be the devil. So would you like to be represented as an evil bitch?
Right. If you do make it to Exotica, are you coming as cosplay outfit or something like that?
If I end up going, probably. I enjoy doing that very much. It makes me feel more comfortable.
All right. Well, that would be great. Much success to you in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lorenzo, I think she needs to come to the Miami Exotica and show us what's cosplay stuff.
That would be nice.
No, I was having sex with my wife the other night, and I said to her, I said, was the card you picked the Eight of Clubs? And she says, what the hell? Well, I said, I heard you tell one of your friends you want a magician in bed. All right. I don't have a big enough crowd. I've got everybody on mute, so nobody laughs. Giovanni is with us.
I chuckled.
He chuckled.
I did chuckle, yes.
I'm the worst because I have a very silent, like, laugh. Like, I just, like, smile and kind of quietly laugh. So people are like, does she mean that? Or?
But I'm going crazy here trying to remember the actress. She was with Susan Sarandon in the two women running in the car. You're a dead ringer for her. She's a major Hollywood star.
Gina Davis.
That's
Gina
it.
Davis. That's what I am. Gina Davis. Gina Davis.
Yeah. Or do you look like her?
Yeah, she does.
I will take that compliment. Thank
she
you.
Does.
You
does
should. That? You're gorgeous, and you're like a little sister. Eh? You could be right there with her.
Thank you. I love Gina Davis.
That's yeah, me too.
If I've ever seen one.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
That's it.
Giovanni's with us. Go ahead,
yes.
Giovanni.
Yeah, so Dahlia, first off, again, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. And I do love your aesthetics and cosplay. Real fast side note before the question, I really didn't get into the cosplay scene until about 6 or 7 years ago, admiring it. I don't dress up as anything, but I do. I didn't start admiring until, oddly enough, MFC. I clicked in the girl's room quite by accident. It did the homepage refresh. And I was like, and she was like, oh, are you leaving? She like I was tipped for something because she was really energetic. And then in a PM, I said, hey, listen, I've got to run. And da, da, da. She goes, well, why are you leaving? I said, well, it's not you. I don't know and understand the anime and all that. And she goes, stick around. And so I fell in love with it at that point. So it was somebody introducing it. So, and to that point on the MFC, I noticed you were also, there was the Many Vids Live that you also apparently have done a lot of work on. And I know Patrick gets a lot of viewers, especially cam models and stuff like that, that watch. Can you kind of tell me, do you find one better than the other, or what's your preference? And if so, for what reason? Like between ManyVids Live and MyFreeCams? And that's my question.
So I am, oh God, this is so hard for me. I go back and forth every other month. I'll do MyFreeCams 1 month and then I'll do ManyVids. I've always done better on, or not better, but I've found that I'm happier on ManyVids. A lot of the time you make 80% of what people do for you. So it's nice to get that 80%, but overall, like, I'm a MyFreeCams baby. I go to MyFreeCams socials. I go to all their events. Like, I've ranked number 2 and number 3 on their site, but on many vids, it's just kind of a little bit more homey. I've won my awards, and I love them. I have my little crowns behind me.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Wow. All right. No, yeah. No, my wife and I like to watch together on LifeWeek cams and stuff like that. We have not, just to be for transparency, we haven't watched a lot of ManyVids Live, only recently, because there's a cam model that we know. Well, we know quite a few in real life, but one specifically that does many vids. That's the reason why I was kind of asking. And also and last question, any tips for women starting out on either, or do you have any ideas that you could say, hey, this is a good best practice? And I will mute myself, Patrick.
So sorry, I didn't mean to, I got excited about the question. So I started to talk on top of you. I apologize so much. I would say if you're going to start and you're going to choose between the two, start on my free camps. Start, put in as many hours as you can when you first start. It's going to be slow, but like once you build, sometimes it's kind of nice because you can take your guys over to many vids and then you get 80%. A lot of guys will follow you on different platforms. But MyFreeCamps is definitely a better place to meet more people to start with. Like ManyVids is very much a smaller kind of crowd. You bring your own crowd with them. So girls who start on ManyVids will get discouraged a lot of times because they'll be like, oh, well, I've only gotten 2 people who tipped me. Well, ManyVids has very small traffic. So compared to MyFreeCams, I think MyFreeCams has millions of you know, viewers versus I know Chatterbait has like 1.3 billion like users on there currently. So it's more of a game of like ManyVids has tens of thousands of viewers.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Well, that's good. I go to exoticas and things like that, and I don't put a lot of it on my public profile because I just that's stuff I don't want people to see. Not that I'm ever ashamed of it, but sometimes people just take stuff the wrong way. And since I own my small own business, sometimes that translates into So I don't want to do a lot of that. But the people who do know me, I always come back, and there's going to be always one or two gals say, So this cam thing, what's that about? And then one lady showed me a picture of her reconstructed vagina. And I said, I don't need to see that because I see you in the grocery store. You know, we shouldn't be buying saltines together. I look over there and all I think is how they redid it, you know. And of course, it's, you know, it's better than other places in the grocery store, I guess. But so I always get this little whisper of, type stuff. Now, when I come back from Denver back in 2017, my God, I bet I had 15 gals that, hey, are they still doing phone sex stuff? Are they still doing this? What's this camming stuff? And, you know, they didn't have OnlyFans then. They didn't have this. They just had some, I don't even know what they had back then. But anyway, it wasn't a lot of what they have now. And so I just say, hey, the one was the phone sex. And I just gave them the address. I think it was called phoneactress.com. And then you could be a phone sex operator there. And of course, you always had one or two people that were offended by that. Oh, I just don't want that. You know, a friend of mine's wife got unemployed. Hey, this is an option. Well, I think after her husband cheated on her 3 or 4 times, I think she probably wished she should have done that now. But anyway, I guess that wasn't quite it for her. But yeah, there's always seems to be a whisper whenever I come back of, yeah, I saw you were at one of your conventions. How's that work? I tell them, hey, it's one of these things. I'm glad to know that maybe they had a pretty much, for lack of a better term, cut their teeth on my free cams rather than to start with OnlyFans, because I think could get burnt out that way quicker. I think, I don't know, this one. Well,
it's also a little bit harder to build a client base off of OnlyFans if you're not a porn star and you're not doing cam and you're not really doing any of those things, you get on, it's really hard to get a client base then. So,
right. And I know a couple of gals in town that would just make bank on some of this. And I've never talked to them about it because it's not appropriate. But anyway, it should be. But anyway, it's not. Yeah, I just can't walk up with a cell phone girl saying, I could make you a star, honey.
Yeah.
That's something James Bartholet would do. So that would definitely be it. Hey, let's go over to Eric, see what's going on in California with Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Oh, not too much out here. Just seeing how it is. I had a little delay in the news of the Oscars because of protesters, but it'll get going again. But I hardly don't watch much of the Oscars since I've kind of gotten disenfranchised over the years from them.
Well, they haven't given me an Oscar for years.
Yeah, so they kind of, they nominate movies we don't even hear. Many of us don't like.
Yeah. They've never had She Squirts 14. They've never had She
Squirts 14. Yep, they never will.
They never will. And, another fat-ass white girls never made the cut.
No, they never will have that.
Those are some of the videos I got from...
Not too much out here. Getting weather. We're not getting hardly any more rain, so the rain's pretty much stopped for now.
Okay. Do you have a question for Dahlia Is Dopey? Dahlia.
Oh, no, just saying hi right there, Dahlia. So how are you doing there? So it's pretty good. Doing okay out here now, L.A. right down there.
Good, great. All right, good to hear it. You bet. Paulo is with us. Paulo comes to us from Brazil International podcast here. Paulo, go ahead. Question for Dahlia.
Yes, Patrick. Greetings for all. Patrick is from Peru, Brazil.
Peru, okay. You moved. No. Okay. Paulo's from Peru.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I have one question and one petition for Dalila.
Okay.
Dalila, you are the most beautiful sea in this moment. And my question is, what do you do in the free time? In my petition is that it's possible give us a striptease? Thanks.
Yeah, we don't really do that on here, but you can at least tell us what you do in your spare time.
Yeah, so I travel a lot. I just got back from Spain, and I'm going to New Orleans this weekend. So I do a lot of traveling in my spare time. I have to do a lot of prep for the cosplay, and then I watch a lot of horror movies, which we talked about already. But I have two Shibas, so they take up a lot of my time. Two little Shiba Inu dogs.
What it seems like Spain is a place to be right now. I see Victoria Peaks is there, Coraline Jewel's there. They're having some sex house. What do you do in Spain when you go there? What's there?
So I really enjoy the opera. So I'll go to the opera, and there's this, actually one of my favorite restaurants in the entire world is called La Castafiore, and the waiters sing opera to you while they do it. I tend to go for vacation. That's not one of the places that I go for work. Like, I'll go to New Orleans for work, or I'll go within the U.S., but I don't really travel outside the U.S. for work, but I'd say this time I went to Toledo, which is outside of Madrid, which is just a medieval city. It's beautiful. It's absolutely amazing, but it's a lot of food, a lot of markets. I went with my best friend who is also in the industry, Neko Bean XO, and we just kind of explored everything, the Royal Palace, the Royal Garden, you know, lots of different restaurants, things of that nature.
Well, that sounds like a good hobby. So no sex work there, although it seems to me like right now that Spain is a big place to go for that.
I just haven't had a group to do that with.
Have you been to Iowa to film yet?
No.
Okay. They do have a private society is in Iowa. And certainly if you ever get down to that spot. I'm from Iowa, of course. So anyway, I always like to treat the girls I know to some barbecue and when they come to Iowa. So anyway, if you ever do that, make sure you give me a shout out. But speaking of international things, so cool the other day that I learned that Rebel Rider, she was a guest on our show a while back. She was named International Sex Star of the Year over there and in Czechoslovakia, I believe. And that's just so proud of her because it's like she's just kind of grown up in front of our eyes right here. And she's always so nice to see it at conventions. And she just, as we always say in Iowa, I don't think she'd say shit if she had a mouthful. She's just so nice to people. And her husband is Rex Radiation, who we've had on our show as well, too. I got a good call the other day. Rex wanted to talk to me, and this is kind of off topic a bit, but we'll tie it back in. Last week, we talked to J. Crew, and we talked about men's health, probably the second half of the show. And Rex saw some of that, and he says, I've got something I'd like to talk about. So we talked about he had a penile implant. And so we're going to be interviewing him at Exotica. I'll put it up on the website. I won't put it on the YouTube channel because they're just going to block it anyway or be all pissy about it. But anyway, we'll put that just on our jizztalking.com website. And the trials and tribulations of having a robo-dick. So anyway, he almost lost his penis from it. It was that serious. And well, we're going to talk about the trials and tribulations of that. So, Richard, do you have any a question for Dahlia?
Yeah. How did you get the name Dahlia is Dopey? Because you're anything but. What does that mean to you?
To be honest, I am kind of dopey. I'm kind of, I lose track of what's going on a lot. I trip over myself a lot.
All right, is that from smoking pot or what are you talking about here?
Yeah, it's because I smoke too much pot.
All right. Well, I advise maybe a new name somewhere down the road because you've evolved to something beyond a joke. You know, there's a lot of beauty to deal with here. There's some intelligence and, you know, I would get something more mysterious that may be more grown up. But, you know, I'm 75 years old, so I think like that.
No, I get it. I get it. But I am kind of, I'm joking around most of the time when I'm on cam, and I'm just silly a lot.
So you think it adds to a comedic persona that you're trying to create? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. That works for me.
That's the perfect way to word it. I couldn't figure out how to word that properly.
Okay.
And then the next
one. Well, that's because you're dopey.
Basically. And I really like the movie Snow White. So.
And the next thing Richard will say is, get off my lawn. So that's what he's going to say. Anyway, let's go back around the horn to James Sharp. James, go ahead.
Yeah, Dahlia, what is, you're a big horror fan, as I am a big horror fan as well. What's one of your favorites that's out now?
Okay. Oh, this is so hard. I love all horror, except zombies. I'm not a zombie fan, but I love all horror, but I especially love older horror. So I'm a Nightmare on Elm Street original. Like when you said Scream has been one of my favorites. Halloween is one of my favorites. I am not.
You like the old Stephen King movies or?
Oh my God. I actually have this shirt that I was wearing before I got online. And I then was like, oh, I should look cute for this. But it's a Stephen King shirt, and then I have a pair of pants that have like a Misery patch on them that I had like specially made for it. But if oh my God, Stephen King anything. I will watch Stephen King anything and everything, but if I had to pick my favorite, it would be Misery or Dolores Claiborne.
Okay. Yeah, right now I'm getting into like what is that, X and Pearl. That trio, and Maxine is supposed to be coming out. That trilogy. I'm really getting into that. I think that's really some clever writing. I really like that.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen those yet. I keep hold. It's like I save them for like a special day. You know how sometimes you're like, I just want to sit down and know that I'm going to have something really good to do.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Talk to Me the other night. I fall asleep to horror movies, so I put Talk to Me on before I fell asleep for bed. But have you ever seen Thinner?
Stephen King, another Stephen King. Yeah, it's another classic.
Thinner,
Storm, Cujo,
Needful Things. Did you know that Cujo actually was a human inside of like a dog costume for the majority of that movie?
Yes.
And it wasn't actually,
yeah.
Usually I get people with that one.
Yeah. Okay.
And people don't get the reference because I do home computer repair in my real life. Anyway, so I'll go to somebody's door and there's a dog barking, and I'll say something about Cujo, and it goes right over their head. And you want to tie up Cujo there for me? Cole is with us. Cole, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, bud. You mentioned about Stephen King films and stuff. What about Rose Red and also The Langoliers? Okay. Those are the two that blew my mind.
Two of the worst but best Stephen King films ever made, hands down.
Right?
Like Rose Red actually isn't based off of a book. He just wrote that as a screenplay. But The Langoliers is a book. But I still to this day, when I get on like a flight, I'll think about it and I'll just be like, if I'm not asleep, I won't get stuck in Langolier world. Oh, and the worst CGI on those, like the monsters as they're eating.
Yes. Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But I love the performance that What's-His-Face plays.
Brent
Spiner. The guy who's really crazy. I can't remember his name.
Brent Spiner.
Yes, yes.
Dana.
And just the performing, of course, it's hokey and kind of weird, but I always love watching that. And with Rose Red, I mean, when that came out, that was made for TV, and I believe it was a three-part kind of film, or two-part film, yes. Yes, and I love the actor that played Rose. She was the gal that played, I believe, Hocus Pocus? Or not Hocus Pocus, but Halloween Town. The Disney Halloween Town. Yes, yes.
I actually watched the other day The Diary of Ellen Rimbauer, which was another made-for-TV, but it's the prequel to Rose Red. So it's about when Rose Red was built and the whole story of Ellen Rimbauer. It's not as good, but it exists. So I'll watch it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, Cole is our resident barbecue fanatic. He's cooked up some ribs today and put some corn on the cob on the grill. And man, I can probably smell it from here.
Oh yeah. I got some party potatoes, frozen sweet corn and some ribs. Wait, I got a feast going on right now.
There we go.
I'm ready.
Our buddy Thyron is going to be in old Wine and Independence this next weekend. So it's always good to get down there. As this guy is the Netflix barbecue champion, and he's from Iowa. And last weekend he was at the Sam's Club parking lot. And he had 250 racks of ribs, and he sold out in 3 hours.
Wow.
I mean, just, they come from near and far, and those, by hands down, are the best ribs I ever had. So maybe sometime Cole and I will hook up and get over and get some of them ribs. So
yeah, well, when he was up in Old Wine one time, I tasted them as well. And I can vouch, they are absolutely amazing. Definitely championship worthy.
Yeah, these books that people are reading that are scary. The scariest book I ever read was my high school algebra book, but that was the scariest book I read. goodness, that was a horror movie. Stephen King. Of course, we had our own Stephen King in Iowa, too. He's not in Congress anymore, but that was a scary trip, too. But that's another topic. Lorenzo's with us again. And Lorenzo, a question for Dahlia is dopey.
Not a question, but when she said about the Stephen King shirt to look cute, you're not going to look any cuter than you do now with a
Bingo.
Stephen King shirt on, believe me.
Bingo.
No, but, I was saying that's why I took it off.
Oh, okay.
Good choice.
Yeah. I'm just surprised we haven't seen you at any of these events. You have to make it to one of them if you can. I mean, it's, you know, we're a very fun group, but professional also, and you fit in perfectly. Chicago, Miami, if you can, believe me, you'll have a good time. And love to meet you in person.
Well, eventually. I just have to get used to being in large groups of people.
No, you'd be safe with us. And, you know, that's for sure.
One thing about it is that you know, My Free Cams has a booth, huge booth, and a lot of people are there. A lot of gals are there, and I'd say, Lorenzo, what do you think? 25 gals are in that booth at one time.
Easy. Sometimes it is, yeah.
Yeah, and so I don't exactly know what they, how you do that or how you go about that, but I'm sure somebody, you're ingrained into that website enough. I'm sure all you have to do is say, hey, how do I get a ticket to Exotica? Oh.
Yeah, no, MFC offers all of their models, like spots at events.
Okay.
I could go. I just have to find, like, I have to find, like, a partner, yeah. Like a partner lady to go with me. But I'm just getting used to going to events now. I've been in the industry a really long time, but I didn't do a lot of events for a very long time. And I also didn't have pink hair, so it wasn't as easy to point me out.
Okay. Well, it kind of looks like a half and half situation going on there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What did you do when you graduated high school? What did you start out doing? Did you work at the hardware store? Did you work at Dairy Queen? What did you start out doing?
I worked in a hotel for a little while, and then I worked in an Italian restaurant for a little while. And then I really did start doing this when I was like 20. So there wasn't a ton of time for like jobs besides this one.
I'm kind of curious, you know, they had career day back in, you know, when you were in school, like they had when I was in school, career day. They probably didn't have a webcam model on the checklist. I just was curious what, you know, when you filled that out or when they had career day, what interested you at that point in time?
Oh, I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh.
And then I realized that you have to live off of a teacher's income. And I was like, hey, I've got boobs.
Yeah. And all these kids having sex with teachers, I tell you what, when I was in school, they wouldn't even let me bang the erasers. old joke, because they don't have erasers anymore. Giovanni's back with us. He's going to straighten stuff out, get me off my comedy kick here tonight. Stand up.
That was funny. The bang the erasers one, I don't think I've heard that one. So that was good. I loved it. Dahlia, I did have a question on the tarot cards, because I did see the artwork earlier, and I had, as I was doing some like more research, because I've seen you before, I think via Neko, actually, I think on MFC. But what I was wondering was, is the tarot card going to be like a full deck on that?
It's going to be an entirely full deck.
Okay, so all the major minor cards, as they call them. Yeah. And in that case, where would we find them? I read the cards, so I'm curious about this as a piece of art as well. So where will we buy them, or how will that happen?
So I actually had a crowdfund, like a, why am I zoning out on the name? A Kickstarter. Jesus, sorry.
No, knew what you meant. Yeah.
I had a Kickstarter for a while. So far there are pre-orders, and then once they're done, I'm going to start selling them via dahliasdopey.com.
Okay. So the pre-orders are set. You're done with that part. It's just going to be on the website afterwards. Okay, I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that.
I'll probably sell it through my MyFreeCams page. But did you say that you know me via Necco?
Yeah, I saw you through that connection a while back. That's how I saw you on the cosplay. Yeah, when you mentioned Necco, immediately I thought, boy, when we were talking about the going overseas, I was like, did you? I was thinking, well, you should do a shoot house over there with some of the models. So that's the reason why.
Necco.
Okay. No, but I was thinking about like doing a whole shoot house over there with some of the girls like overseas somewhere would be kind of cute. Take a lot of planning, but yeah, it would be kind of cool. Well, no, that's all I had on that, because I really definitely am going to look forward. I really feel bad missing out on the pre-order, but looking forward to ordering in the future for sure.
We have like 15 cards left and then we'll be all done. And then we're going to have regular set and a holographic set. And then some of the models, you know, each model will have the rights to their own, you know, obviously to their own card. And then I'm sure they'll be doing their own art and everything. But I want to do some shot glasses for my own card.
Oh, wow. I'm liking this merchandise. Was this something, I'm unfamiliar with, what else do you have in the merchandise department for the Dahlia's Dopey brand? What else do you have offering?
I have stickers, and I actually have this, I have shot glasses, and it is me and Necco in this really cute little, like, artsy thing, and then I have a variety of stickers. I have like 15 different stickers. And then I also have some Hustler magazines that I was in a few.
Nice. And would these be on MFC Share or Dahlia's Dopey or both?
To be honest, you can buy the shot glasses on MFC, but the other stuff, it's more just like, come in and be like, hey, Do you want anything? And I'm like, do you want my panties? Do you want a shot glass? Go either way here.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
Do you have a shot glass handy like next to you? Could show us what they look like?
If you give me exactly 1 second, I can't.
I'll give you 1 second while I talk about my merch. We have coffee cups now for Jizz Talking. Nothing wakes you up more in the morning than a cup of Folgers and some Jizz Talking. And then we have the Jizz Talking Tumblr, which Giovanna will be getting one of these at Exotica.
Thank you.
And I also have Danny Black has
one. I love those. I love those.
Blackhats.com, BLAQHats.com. So anyway, I'm hoping Danny can join us in Chicago. If not Chicago, then for sure Miami, because I think he moved down there. So.
Oh, wow.
Move down to the area. So
definitely looking forward to Chicago, Patrick, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I just lined up today that we'll be doing a clothing optional photo session with Victoria Peaks in our room as well, too. So we'll have three.
I was about to say, you have three gals with the clothing optional shoot. Oh, that's great. I didn't know there were three now. That means I got to line up all that. Okay, great. Yeah.
So we'll make three, and we'll have a special pricing on all three if you want all three. Otherwise, they each have their individual pricing. I believe we'll be having a printer there, too. So if you have printer.
I found that out. Yeah. No, I think that's great. I'll definitely do all three. And if you do it again in Jersey, my wife did say she wants in on that for sure to make sure she gets some photos with some of these lovely ladies. So thank you for that.
Will she be in Chicago with us?
She will not. She's going to be out of town on business somewhere else, unfortunately. But she will be with us in Jersey.
All right. So we'll see what the shot glasses look like.
They're actually inside. Like, so I have an office and then I have my house, and they're somewhere inside my house. I thought I had them out here, but I do not. But they're super cute. And if you go to my MFC Share page, you can see what they look like. But it's this cute little picture of me and Necco, like holding on, like hugging each other.
Do you have a website of your own, or is it just all these other sites?
I do. I have dahliasdopey.com, which I'm currently in the process of designing. So it's not up yet, but it will be up in the next like week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll promote it. Then by the time people see this page, you've got a week to fix it. So,
goals. Oh, I see, Dahlia. It does. It points over to your MFC. You know, I thought I was following and clicking following now. Okay, got it. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Certainly, we'll certainly promote that. Hey, don't forget, I've got to put a shameless plug in for our YouTube channel. Click, subscribe, ring the fucking bell. Do all that shit that you got to do to keep track. I need about 200 more subscribers to make the magic happen. So if you get a chance, if you're watching this later on, click the bell, ring the buzzer, subscribe, do whatever, so I can get up to the 1,000 subscriber mark. And I know there's people out there going, 1,000? Golly, gee, I've got 250,000, you know, whatever. So anyway, we're just trying to build this a little at a time. So that's what we're trying to do. But we do look forward to seeing people in Chicago. We're going to have a regular posse from our autograph group here. And that's just so cool. I mean, that's kind of what I envisioned a long time ago. So that's kind of cool. Richard Pacheco, back with us. Another question for Dahlia.
Well, no, I'm just learning, and you describe a world I know nothing about.
It's fun. You come, you make friends, you
come,
come again.
I get it. I just, you know, one of the things is, hopefully when you get to be my age, you'll have some of this experience. When I stopped making the porn movies, I stopped going to see them. It's like, you know, The Wizard of Oz. When you see behind the curtain, it no longer holds a lure for you because you participated in making those. You know what they are. So you don't really go, it's not attractive anymore. And I hadn't kept up with I keep up through events like this where I talk to people or listen to how they're doing it these days. And it's so far removed from, we made movies, and this is all so much more direct contact and merchandising than that was. So it's a world that I know little about, and I learn about it here, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is. It's a whole different world. I couldn't imagine. I had supper with Seika last night, and I couldn't imagine, you know, her doing this back in the 70s and 80s, and somebody get on and call her a name or disrespect her a little bit. She'd come out and hunt you down.
That's not a woman you want to mess with.
Oh, you'd have a phone line strangled around your neck.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, Richard, you know, I would say this. It's, you set it up for the rest of us. If you want to look at it that way, that foundation that adult stars from that solid era did, that was beautiful movies. You guys did artwork like that. And this is a different kind of art. But if it hadn't been for y'all blazing that trail for the rest of us, we wouldn't be here now. So
I recognize the bloodlines. I recognize the process of time and how these things evolve. It reminds me of my grandfather when he wanted to jerk off would look at French postcards from World War One.
Yep.
Every generation creates its new forms of how to keep the people copulating, and they are endlessly fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for what you said.
Yeah. Oh, Dahlia, how many hours a week do you dedicate to this? This is your full-time job, of course. How many, what's your day look like week? What was that look like?
So I cam probably like 4 days a week, and then I do Discord like twice a week. Which on my Discord, it's more like I will show movies and hang out and interact on like a more one-on-one basis with everybody in my community.
What are plans for down the road? Let's say 5 years, 3 to 5 years down the road. What's Dahlia looking at doing?
Probably the same shit. podcast again.
Going on trips to Exotica, doing conventions. It's good to have a plan, and if you're happy doing it, that is the best, because when you're happy doing a job, you never work a day in your life, as they always say. And I don't seem to work a whole lot myself, but with that philosophy.
I do appreciate that you're so refreshing.
Thank you.
You know, you're just genuine, and genuine, you can't put a price tag on that. That's just wonderful to see, and you bring it into a world that's so filled with hustle and cynicism and crassness, and you're just doing it with a smile on your face. And it's more than that, a smile in your heart, and that's nice to feel.
Thank you. That was very sweet. That made my day.
Good.
And that's why we bring in new stars just fresh off the block. And we've got people that have 10 years experience, like you have about 15. Next week, we're going to talk to an AVN Hall of Famer from that got her Hall of Fame in 2004. And she was back from the very late 80s, early 90s, mid-90s. Misty Rain will be our guest next week. And then actually, her husband, Chip, can't remember last name, but anyway, Chip was also in the business as well, and he co-starred with her in many movies. And so if he's sitting in the back room, we'll just bring him up, and he can talk for 5 or 10 minutes too about his portion of his career. So we're kind of getting a 2-for-1 next week with Misty Rain, so don't miss out on that. Dolly, anything else you need to tell us for the good of the cause, because we certainly want to open it up to you to promote anything you want to promote and tell us anything you want to tell us.
Check back for the tarot deck. It'll be really cool.
Now, is that still in Kickstarter mode, or are we past the Kickstarter mode? Because there's people in our group.
The Kickstarter has ended, but we are finishing up the decks, and then it'll be up on the website eventually when we get it done.
Okay, sounds good. I know that there's going to be people that are going to want to possibly order things from you. So when we get that set down the road, if we get some orders in or some curiosity about that, I'll certainly reach out again and make sure that we touch base and we get you some stuff to sell on our site as well, too. So that's great. Now, do you do custom videos for folks if they just want like a 3-minute something-something? And
Yeah, it depends on what it is. I do custom videos.
Okay. When you go out, you said you've been you're going to New Orleans. What will you do there? What's going on in New Orleans?
Eat a bunch of food. I'm probably going to cam from the hotel while I'm there, but I'll probably just enjoy a few ghost tours and eat a bunch of food. There's this store called Century Girl, which is vintage clothing, so look for some new cosplay pieces, probably.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I didn't know. I don't know, is the camming just you alone or with another female, or do you bring males into it as well?
My free cams doesn't allow men at all. So I don't work. I like to say that I'm like the longest running non, like I haven't had sex in forever. So.
Oh, wow. All the guys are going, you got my attention now. Good.
So.
All right. Well, appreciate that. I really appreciate your time tonight. We've just buzzed through this hour like a buzzsaw, and it's great. I hope that we certainly hear more from you. DahliaIsDopey.com is her website. You're going to have that done in a week, because in a week, everybody's going to be type, type, type. So anyway, but it does right now, it does forward somewhere else, correct?
Yeah. Forwards to my MyFreeCams. So okay. They'll still find me.
We're not going to get a 404 cannot be found situation. We're going to actually get to something. But anyway, she's got a great future. She's got a great present as well. And she looks like Gina Davis. So
you can't
beat that combination. Again, next week, Misty Rain will be our guest. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at Jizz Talking, Instagram at Jizz Talking. I just put a picture of me and Seika up there just about 20 minutes ago. If you go to hell, or even on Pinterest, I got a pancake recipe on there, a porno pancake recipe. Well, it's not really porno, but anyway, it's a good pancake recipe. You want to try that out. And also on YouTube at youtube.com/@JizzTalking. besides that, jizztalking.com. You'll see us at Exotica. We're going to be there. We're going to have a whole shitload of people there, a big booth. So you'll want to check that out as well. That's just 31 days away. And that's when we're going to get there. I'm going to get there on Wednesday, and a bunch of us will. So anyway, we're going to have fun. Keep checking back at jizztalking.com, and we'll see you next week with Misty Rain.